The European Union has suspended some sanctions on Zimbabwe after the holding of the March 16th constitutional referendum, which the bloc described as, quote, peaceful, successful, and credible. Acting EU Ambassador to Zimbabwe, Carl Skow, told reporters that the European Union decided to remove restrictions against 81 people and 8 companies, although President Robert Mugabe, his wife Grace, 2 companies, including the Zimbabwe Mining Development Corporation, and most of the securocrats still remain on the list.
Those that will remain on the list are key decision makers that we look to for ensuring peaceful and credible and transparent elections.
Skow expressed concern at the recent arrest of human rights defenders, including lawyer Beatrice Mutetwa. Zimbabwe Democracy Institute Director Pedzai Ruanya said he is not surprised by the EU move. The EU imposed sanctions on President Mugabe and some senior ZANU-PF officials in 2002 for alleged human rights violations and election rigging. Mr. Mugabe and his party have persistently called for the total and unconditional removal of the so-called restrictive measures, saying they are illegal and hurting ordinary Zimbabweans. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.